Chapter 5. For this reason, the Lord endured to deliver up his flesh to destruction, that we might be purified through the remission of sins, that is, by the sprinkling of his blood. For what is written concerning him refers, indeed, partly to Israel, but partly to us. But it says, he was wounded for our lawless deeds and weakened for our sins. By his stripe we are healed. He was led as a sheep to a slaughter, and as a lamb which is silent before its shearer. Doubtless, we ought to be extremely thankful to the Lord, because he has also made known to us both things which are past, and has made us wise in the present, and has not left us unintelligent in the things which are to come. Now, the writing says, nets are not unrighteously spread out for birds. This means that a human who has knowledge of a way of righteousness perishes deservedly if he rushes off into a way of darkness. But also, my brothers, if the Lord endured to suffer for our soul, although he is Lord of all the world, to whom God spoke at the founding of the world, let us make a human after our image and after our likeness. Therefore, how did he allow himself to suffer at the hand of humans? Learn. The prophets, having obtained the favor from him, prophesied about him. But since it was necessary for him to appear in flesh, that he might abolish the death and manifest the resurrection from the dead, he endured in order that he might fulfill the announcement which had been made to the fathers and prepare for himself the new people, and to show that, while still on the earth, he, when he has brought the resurrection, will be the judge. Yet further, teaching Israel and doing many portents and signs, he preached to them and greatly loved them. But when he chose to have his good message preached by his own envoys, men lawless beyond all others, he showed that he came not to call righteous men, but instead sinners. Then he manifested himself to be a son of God. For if he had not come in flesh, there is no way in which humans could be saved by beholding him. Since even when they look upon the Son, which will perish and is a work of his hands, their eyes are not able to bear its rays. Doubtless, for this purpose, the Son of God came in flesh, so that he might sum up the complete total of their sins against those who had persecuted his prophets to death. Doubtless, for this purpose, he allowed himself to suffer. for God says that they are the blow of his flesh. When they smite the shepherd, then the sheep of the flock will be scattered and fail. But it was his will to suffer in this manner, for it was necessary that he should suffer on a tree. For the prophet says about him, "Spare my soul from a long sword, fasten my flesh with nails, because meetings of wicked men have risen up against me." And again he says, "Behold, I have given my back to whips, but my jaws to strokes. But I have set my face as a firm rock."